From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Gathering approves UN plan for Libya. Representatives of 17 countries and four world bodies have wrapped up a meeting with representatives of Libya's two rival factions with support for a new unity government. The meeting in Rome on Sunday was jointly chaired by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Italian counterpart, Paolo Gentiloni. Libya's two rival governments plan to sign the accord in Morocco on Wednesday.
They are determined to speak and move forward for Libya, and we are determined to support them in that effort.
John Kerry. U.S. President Barack Obama is hailing the climate change agreement reached in Paris as a potential turning point for the world.
Even if all the initial targets set in Paris are met, we'll only be part of the way there when it comes to reducing carbon from the atmosphere, so we cannot be complacent.
Under the agreement, all nations will communicate their climate targets every 5 years, starting in 2020. Officials in northwestern Pakistan say a bomb exploded in a market Sunday, killing at least 23 people and wounding about 55. The explosion happened in Parachinar, that's the administrative center of the Kurram district near the Afghan border. An outlawed Sunni group claimed responsibility. At least 13 women have won municipal council seats in Saudi Arabia's first election open to women voters and candidates. Early results showed a victory for Salma bint Hizab al-Otebi. She was the first confirmed victory for a woman running for a municipal council seat. State-affiliated websites and news agencies indicate Saudi Arabians may have elected as many as 17. This is VOA.